since this morning of our dear friend and colleague, our guest of honor, Rabbi Mark Tannenbaum, who could not be with us this morning. Mark had to have some adjustments made in some medication that he's taking, and it was of such a nature that it simply had to be done today, and this being the time of Sphira, you know the importance of the count of each and every single day. Mark very much wanted to be with us, and I hope and pray, God willing, he will be back with his family and in service to the community in a relatively short period of time, hopefully within the counting of days. But today was not to be one of those days. Instead of his presence in person this morning, we not only have his beautiful and charming wife to accept the award on his behalf, but we also have a lecture that he delivered at a university in Wisconsin, I believe, within the last month that encompasses the basic framework and outline of the lecture that he was going to be delivering to us this morning on why Jewish-Christian relations. In fact, Mark was kind enough to forward the text of lecture to us yesterday, to fax it over to us, but we felt that Eino Dona Re'ia Lishmio, to be able to see by video our dear friend and truly significant American Jewish personality, Mark Tannenbaum, in the second best manner, namely through the video, would be most meaningful to us. So that will come in just a very few short moments. I do want to express, before introducing Dr. Solomon Moshewitz on behalf of the Moshewitz family to make the award to Mrs. Tannenbaum, I want to express our appreciation first to our Executive Vice President, Rabbi Gil Rosenthal. In the short period of time in which I'm now serving as President of the New York Board, I've come to realize that Gil Rosenthal and the New York Board are synonymous. They are one and the same. And emergencies don't faze Gil, and we are in the hands of a marvelous steward. So I want to thank you, Gil, for all of the arrangements for this morning's program. And to express collectively on behalf of the Board of Governors our regard to our revered teacher and leader of the New York Board, the name of Rabbi Israel Moshewitz, and the name of the New York Board of Rabbis, he brings glory to us, and has always brought glory to the rabbinate, to the Moshewitz name, which is a name of esteem and pride to the entire American Jewish community. Baruch haba, welcome Rabbi Moshewitz, and we pray for a refuah shleima that this conference and this prize for many years to come in your presence will be dignified as one of the most significant of awards that we can bring. Dr. Solomon Moshewitz, himself a noted scientist and a esteemed Talmid Chacham, encompassing all of the great virtues of the Moshewitz family, we are pleased to have him here and the presentation of the Moshewitz Prize, Dr. Moshewitz.
Thanks so much. Ted Mon, this is Tannenbaum, esteemed rabbis. We regret, of course, that Rabbi Tannenbaum can't be here this morning, only more so because it's on account of his health. We wish him a refuah shleima b'tov sh'ar kolei Yisrael. Considering, however, that it's right and proper to speak more freely of an individual l'sheva in his absence than one may in his presence, let's take this opportunity to do so. I'm grateful that Mrs. Tannenbaum can be here to accept the presentation. Rabbi Tannenbaum once said about her, "During our years together, Georgette has made me possible." At the time, no doubt, he spoke graciously and truthfully. I know this because Truth with grace is a formula for which it has sought never to depart. They say that when Eddie Cantor began to make real money, he went out and bought himself, of all things, a yacht. He even bought himself a snappy-looking nautical captain's outfit so he could look the part. He just couldn't wait to show this outfit off, so symbolic of his having arrived, to his mother. "Look, Ma," he said, "I'm a captain." His mother, who must have been a lot like my mother, looked him skeptically up and down, and she sighed. "By you, Eddie, you're a captain. And by me, you're a captain. But by the captains, are you a captain?" Rabbi Mark Tannenbaum, today's recipient of the Israel Libby Mushrooms Award, is by the captains of this world an acknowledged and formidable captain. New York Magazine described Rabbi Tannenbaum as the foremost Jewish ecumenical leader in the world today. National and international organizations, religious, political, and civic leaders around the world, heads of state, popes, presidents, have taken to heart and benefited from Rabbi Tannenbaum's counsel, wisdom, and occasionally his candid criticism. In his former capacities as National Interreligious Affairs Director and as Director of International Relations at the American Jewish Committee, Rabbi Tannenbaum represented and communicated effectively the Jewish reality around the world to leaders, organizations, and governments at the highest level. He was the only rabbi at Vatican Council II. We are now only beginning to recognize fully the colossal historic significance of Nostra Aetate. Rabbi Tannenbaum's participation was crucial for the delicate diplomatic challenges associated with the drafting of Nostra Aetate. Rabbi Tannenbaum served as a member of the prestigious Human Rights Research Committee of the Foreign Policy Association's study of priorities for the 1980s. He's testified both before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and House Foreign Affairs Committee. Rabbi Tannenbaum's accomplishments, achievements, credentials, I cannot recite them all. What I will attempt in my brief time is to go beyond these accolades and ask, how did they come about? Why is it that when Rabbi Tannenbaum talks, world leaders listen? What has earned him universal respect? What are the personal values that are the engine of his luminous career? First of all, there is the breadth of Rabbi Tannenbaum's vision. He looks beyond the immediate event and sees things clearly in their wide historical perspective. He knows the difference between B'chiyah L'dorot and B'chiyah Shel Chinam, recognizes when to compromise and when to insist. Second, there is the breadth not only of his vision, but also of his human concern. While we all recognize Rabbi Tannenbaum's struggles on behalf of the Jewish people, some may not be as informed about his work on behalf of refugees and victims of war and oppression all over the world, including Lebanese, Nigerians, Ugandans, and Haitians. Notably, his efforts on behalf of refugees from Vietnam and Cambodia contributed significantly to the saving of tens of thousands of lives. The National Interreligious Task Force on Soviet Jewry, for example, which Rabbi Tannenbaum founded and co-chaired, has aided not only Jews in the former Soviet Union and Eastern Europe, but oppressed Christians as well. Above all is Rabbi Tannenbaum's supremacy in communication. There has never been more at stake for us Jews in achieving effective communication of our point of view. Rabbi Tannenbaum has attained a crucial balance between public relations and real dialogue, between advocacy and substantive communication, between diplomacy and authenticity. He's transformed, we hope forever, the traditional role of the shtaglan, to transcend shtaglanut. Public relations, yes, but also real dialogue. Advocacy, yes, but also genuine communication. Diplomacy, certainly, but also authenticity. Breadth of vision, of human concern, genius for communication. All of these would not amount to anything were it not for Rabbi Tannenbaum's diligence, professionalism, and hard work. It's revealing that in his response on receiving the prestigious Interfaith Award of the International Council of Christians and Jews in May of 1988, Rabbi Tannenbaum said that his adopted threefold motto was, be effective, know the facts, and do it right. I'm told that in some circles, Rabbi Tannenbaum has acquired the somewhat ironic title of Navi Lagoyim, prophet or spokesman to the Gentiles. Let's inspect this title more closely. Rabbi Tannenbaum, as you will of course know, is not the first to have it. The title of prophet to the Gentiles was first given by God to the prophet Jeremiah. One might have thought that such a title would be more aptly applied to a prophet such as Jonah, who spoke, albeit reluctantly, to Goyim, and whose message was directed primarily at them. But Jeremiah, the first Navi Lagoyim, spoke to the hearts of the Jewish people, as he does to this day. Rabbi Tannenbaum, in his capacity of Navi Lagoyim, also speaks directly to the Jewish heart. He has recognized that in order to communicate the Jewish reality to others, we must have a clearer vision of it ourselves. The way we talk to others both reflects and illuminates who we are and who we believe we are. We're grateful for Rabbi Tannenbaum's diplomatic mastery, but even more enriched by his vision of ourselves, for the crucial sense of balance that shows Jews how to be in the world. First, passionate concern for Jews, but not only for Jews, and not only for public relations purposes. To have the kind of world in which the Jew and the Jewish people can live. Second, how shall we communicate with Goyim in the post-Holocaust era? How to recognize what things have changed and what those changes demand? Our guide, the Rabbi Tannenbaum, unwavering clarity and sense of balance. Neither groveling shtadlanut nor angry solipsistic rhetoric will serve, but only his formula of truth with grace. Finally, Rabbi Tannenbaum's central message to us is to take the idea seriously that Jews bring something to the world. Rabbi Tannenbaum has spoken of his passion for making a real difference for the good and an abiding faith that what we do can matter. This has also been the lesson I have been taught through word and deed by my parents. It was with great difficulty that they came this morning. My parents are here because Rabbi Tannenbaum has earned their unqualified respect and affection. That alone is good enough for me. It's therefore a privilege and an honor for me to present Rabbi Tannenbaum with the Israel and Libby Moshewitz Award. Rabbi Israel and Libby Moshewitz Award presented to Rabbi Mark Tannenbaum for advancing the positive image of Judaism in the community through cultural programs, humanitarian service, philanthropic endeavors, and inter-religious activities, the New York Board of Rabbis, 5752, corresponding to 1992. And also, don't forget that there, this prize is a check rate.
Thank you.
We're great to present a
check is a
check. You always end by talking tacos. Dr. Moshewitz, I can't tell you how moved I am and how moved Mark is going to be when he hears your words. In my years with Mark, I have never heard anybody summarize so rightly what his life has been about, what his career has been about. You have shown perfect pitch in terms of what he values about life, in terms of what he values about himself and in terms of what he wants to be valued for. And when I play him the tape of this wonderful, wonderful presentation that you did, it's going to double his heartbreak at not having been here today to receive this award himself. Because he is heartbroken about it, terribly heartbroken. For the past few weeks, he has talked about almost nothing else. That's how much this means to him. Our life has literally been put on hold until this day was behind him. Anything I would talk to him about, let's get this done, let's get that done, no, not now, after Wednesday. So we really tried to bargain with his doctors. When they told him yesterday he had to come into the hospital immediately, he said, how about noon tomorrow? No, you must come in now. We said, okay, we'll come in now, but how about furloughing him for 1 hour tomorrow morning? It's only 4 blocks from the hospital. Let him come just for 1 hour. No, absolutely not. The best they could come up with is that there's an auditorium at Lenox Hill Hospital. They said you can do it here, but he cannot leave the hospital. I'm probably out of my mind to say this in front of a room full of rabbis, but it was a little bit like Abraham bargaining with God to save the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. If only there could be found 10 just men. Well, apparently Mark wasn't just enough, so you're stuck with me. But what would really be adding injury to insult would be if I would now turn into a pillar of salt. Let me tell you why this particular honor means so much to a man who has been blessed with so many honors in his life. Because this indeed is one of the highlight honors of Mark's 30 years of service to the Jewish community, and especially in its relationship to the Christian world. Mark has received 15 honorary doctorates in his life. I can say that. I'm allowed to brag. I have no right to, because I had nothing to do with it. But I'm very proud of that. He received 15 of them, but mostly from Christian institutions. So, among his many honors, this is really one of his most treasured. And there are two reasons that it's one of his most treasured. First, the fact that it's in the name of Israel and Libby afterwards. Israel and Libby hold a very, very special place in Mark's heart. A very special place in my heart, too. Because Israel was one of the rabbis who married us 10 years ago. We weren't taking any chances. We had 3 rabbis and a Puerto Rican judge. We really had to make sure that this was going to stick. Mark sees Israel, and if I can just do a wordplay on your captain's analogy, Dr. Moshewitz. If Mark is a captain among captains, then he sees Israel as the cock-o-de-poopy-ducky in the rabbit. A towering figure who to this day Mark still tries to emulate. A soulmate, and because Libby is the soulmate of his soulmate, he values Libby equally. The friendship, Israel's scholarship, Israel's ability to be a deeply committed Jew and express his Jewishness in the context of a very much broader world and bring so much to all of the worlds in which he has participated. Israel's courage, which affirms everything about all of the life-affirming qualities of Judaism, because Israel just hangs on to life and hangs on to it beautifully and gracefully and successfully, and we all admire you so much for that. So that's one reason that this award is very special to Mark, a very big reason. The other reason is that it comes from his colleagues. It comes from you. It comes from the New York Board of Rabbis, an organization with which he has been affiliated on and off since the 1950s. And it honors the special friendship that he had with Rabbi Harold Gordon and with Rabbi Paul Hyatt, and today the very special warmth that he feels toward Rabbi Gilbert Rosenthal. And it's an honor of Israel and Libby, and an honor of the New York Board of Rabbis, that while Mark is enormously grateful for the talkless part of this award, he wants very much to donate this money to the Israel and Libby Moshewitz Fund, so that in the future more great rabbis can be honored by Israel and Libby for their continuing work to the Jewish people. I just want to say one word about the path that Mark has chosen. And there's very little I need to say because Dr. Solomon Moshewitz has expressed it so perfectly. But every one of you in this room is a deeply committed Jew. And the nature of our faith is such that it gives us so many different paths for choosing the special ways that we want to give to our people, and that we want to express the best of our faith. The path that Mark has chosen is Jewish-Christian relations. And if he were here today, then he would be able to tell you in great detail, although I think Dr. Moshewitz would have stolen all his thunder, the importance of that particular path and why he chose it. But I think the video that you're going to see will lay that out quite clearly. So let me just close by telling you again how very, very much this means to Mark, how very, very sorry he is that he could not be here himself to accept it. And he thanks you, and I thank you.